I have said this before, but I'm going to say it again because it's a great lead-in for this interview. There has never been a better time to be a young person looking for a career path or an adult who wants to change career paths than 2024, when everybody is looking to make those opportunities available because they need you. They need employees. And we have a job fair coming up, which has been just such an opportunity for people to learn about opportunities to get a job. I'm talking with Sarah Bieber, who is the Gulf Coast Regional Manager for our, it's Alaska Job Service, right, Sarah?
Yes, in the Department of Labor, Merrill.
Now, I've been to many of these job fairs, and they've been different from year to year. Sometimes we have more employers, sometimes we have more people that are looking for jobs than there are jobs, which used to be very common, but now it's just kind of the opposite. So the job fair becomes almost a hiring zone where people can grab you before somebody else gets you, right?
Yes, absolutely, Merrill. So we have our 2024 annual job and career fair taking place at the Old Cars Mall next Wednesday on April 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. As you mentioned, it changes year to year. We're pretty much staying status quo this year. We have 51 vendors between employers and training providers in the area that are ready to share opportunities. Many people walk through our doors, and they may have an offer of employment by the time that they walk out. So according to our labor statistics, for every two jobs that are out there, there is one working age person available to fill them. So opportunities are definitely ripe. We want people to take advantage of them and come in and see us and see what we have to offer.
It used to be the majority of the positions that people were looking for work was the oil and gas industry. Is that still true, or is there more variety and more different opportunities that are available this week?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, of course, we're well represented by oil and gas this job fair, but we also have transportation, hospitality, we have state, local, and tribal governments, we have construction, we have healthcare, we have retail, and then we have a wide variety of training providers. So if we have folks that either aren't making it with the occupation that they have now, or are interested in making a change, or just exploring what is out there and what the labor market might support, we have a variety of training providers, whether it's commercial truck driving, whether it's AvTech programs, whether it's Alaska Works Partnership and the opportunities that apprenticeship brings to the table. We have a wide variety of training providers. So no matter what age you are, you're going to find something that works for your current situation. And that's what we love to do. We love to connect people to those opportunities. Whether you're an employer looking for a job seeker or vice versa, we want to engage folks and we want to make those connections.
And should people coming to the job fair be prepared? Should they bring a resume and dress for success?
Yeah, so twofold. You can come in with a resume, but if you haven't put together a resume in a long time or ever for that matter, you are welcome to come into the job center beforehand or even during the job fair and put something together for employers and to get in front of them and maybe get an interview on the spot or schedule something for later on down the road. We have those services available. If you need a mock interview just to practice, because I don't know how often you interview, Merrill, it's not very often for me, but it's always an intimidating experience. So we can help with those pieces too.
And what about parents who are looking to be able to assist their young people as they, however many years before they go to work, to see what opportunities are available here on the peninsula so that maybe they won't have to go to Los Angeles or Denver?
Yeah, we have a lot of actual training providers and opportunities available in the state of Alaska. Any young person that's coming in and wants to do general exploration, number one, we can help them with that at the job center. We're also working with the schools. We're in regular contact with the counselors and so on. Soldotna High School is bringing over some of their students to explore opportunities as well. So there's definitely a lot available for young people just that don't even know what they want to do and just want to explore some options. We have things like Kenai Construction Academy and so on, pre-apprenticeships where you get a taste of an occupation to see if it's something you're interested in pursuing. We even have funding that can help you afterwards if you identify a training program and want to start pursuing a career versus a job where you're going to live paycheck to paycheck.
Now, Sarah, is the peninsula unique? I mean, you are the whole region coordinator for the Gulf Coast, or is this something that is symptomatic and the need for a workforce throughout your region?
Yeah, not only is it a region-wide need, it's a statewide need, it's also a nationwide need. If you've been out of state, I'm sure you've seen the help wanted signs just like we have. I haven't explored other states' job banks and so on, but going outside regularly myself, I see it all the time. It's a nationwide crisis.
Nobody seems to try to want to cross the border into Mexico to look for work.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, the time, and what is the best time for people to be there? When is it the most crowded and so forth?
The vendors are going to be there all day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so any time is good. We tend to get a lunch rush, of course, when people who are currently working that might be exploring better opportunities come in, and also usually like a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock midday hit, somewhere around in there. But anytime, even what I really want to emphasize is just because this is a one-day event where we're having a big thing with, you know, 51 employers, that doesn't mean we're not still making those connections every single day in the job center, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're not able to attend today, don't discount the services that we have to offer. We're there every day, every weekday.
And they can come and get that type of help anytime.
Absolutely. 100%.
You've brought such a service into the community, which builds our community, and we're grateful to have you, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Merrill. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. And we've got a really great, really great job fair. I'm super proud of my staff. I'm super proud. I turned this project over this year to my resource room supervisor, Jason, and they've done just a phenomenal job. It's going to be better than ever.
But he's too intimidated about my microphone.
I hope not. I think we'll see on job fair day.
Okay, and that's the 10th of April.
10th of April, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 51 vendors so far, but it wouldn't surprise me if we roll in a few more.
Could be. Could happen. Okay, get that on your calendar. Don't miss it, even if you're just looking around or you want information about what is available right here in our hometown. Sarah Bieber is the Gulf Coast Regional Manager, and I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that Get a Job sound of KSRM.